This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
And we are glad to be with you here for another hour on Sports Daily. It's Jake Ballbrock. It's TJ Cleland. Max Power has the KFH hotline for you at 869-1240. You can leave us your commentary on the video streams Facebook, YouTube, X. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. You can reach out to us directly on social media, all kinds of different ways to get in touch with the program. We're going to talk NFL trade deadline this hour. We are going to talk the start of Shocker basketball this hour. We can revisit Monday Night Football a little bit this hour as well. It's all coming to you. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza with a sriracha cream cheese base, topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella. The Cooperstown, now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. All right, we come back in here, TJ, and let's get folks ready for Shocker basketball. You'll hear the game, as always, over on KYN tonight. Wichita State comes into this season. Would they get picked fifth? Is that right? Fifth in the preseason AAC poll, I believe. Which
sixth, maybe? Yeah.
Is that good enough? Is a fifth place finish? Because to me, it's not.
They haven't done that yet in a long time. They have, but not in a while.
What I don't want to do is change the expectation, because it's not been a good couple of years, because the roster's changed, right? Like, it's not like there's something carrying over to base anything off of. And it's changed for the whole league, basically. Last year was the better roster retention than any team in the league and all of that stuff, and it didn't lead to good enough results. So I don't want to accept fifth place in the American as good enough. I don't. Like, I'm ready for this team to compete for AAC titles. It's not been a very good league in the last few years.
I mean, frankly, I think that Paul Mills feels the same way. As I was telling you last week whenever we talked to him at the Shocker Media Day, I mean, he said that the first week of basketball season is great because you get the chance to go out and prove people wrong. And, you know, he wasn't speaking in coach speak about, like, well, we just want to take things one step at a time. I mean, he made it seem like we think that we're a good enough team to go win a championship despite having 11 new players, that feels like a lot of people think that you can't make that work. And Paul Mills thinks that they can make it work. And so I think that he's in the same boat. I think that he would agree that a fifth place finish, he's not going to be banging his chest about by any means. He wants to play in the NCAA tournament, and in the American Conference, you might have to, you know, win the conference. It might be a two-bid league. It's like a one-and-a-half bid. We'll say that. And so you got to take care of your work. And so I think that he's high on this team. I agree. I think that this team is, you know, it's different. It can go one or two ways. I'm pretty bullish about the guys that they have, though, and I think a lot of people are.
I am too. I am too, and that's why I don't want to accept.
Yeah.
A fifth place prediction. Like, that's not good enough. I don't want to sit here this year and be like, oh, well, you know, they finished fourth. They finished fifth. That's kind of no.
I agree. It all depends. And honestly, this is a conversation that we're going to be having in December, because it's the fact of, you know, what can you do to start conference play? And that's what it's always been. We've seen him, you know, Paul Mills, his first year here, rattled off like seven straight wins to open the season. They beat Minnesota.
That's been most years, by the way.
I know. And then it trickles off whenever it gets to conference play. And that's the thing that they have to figure out. And so tonight, you need to take care of business. You don't want a situation where you lose to UMKC like they did a year ago. But I don't know. We're going to learn a lot. Like I said before the break, is that, you know, we don't know what the starting five is going to be. We have guesses of what it was going to be, but nobody really knows. And nobody knows what these guys look like together, because they've never played together.
Through the first 10 games of the last 2 years, the Shockers have started 18-2, I believe. So, yeah.
One of them was the team that won the national championship in Florida.
Right. That was the only loss to the first 10 games last year. And they start, you know, even 2023-24, I think, was even an even better start. And they ended that year below 500. And so we saw improvement last year, right? They finished four games above 500. But the that would be like, you know, in normal circumstances, you could look at that and say, okay, that's progress. And I could agree with that. The problem is the roster is totally different. So it's not like there's nothing there to like build on from a roster standpoint. So, but, and again, this isn't unique to Wichita State. This is most of college basketball. So it's like, okay, well, how do you then set an expectation? We probably won't have a realistic expectation, I don't think, TJ, for this team. You said December. December is when they, you know, they'll play Mount Marty. I've never heard of.
That's like a Division III school.
Northern Iowa, DePaul, Wofford, Eastern Kentucky, and then they start on the last day of December, they start conference play. So I think this year's going to be just a little bit different. I don't think this non-con is as strong as it has been in past years. You hope Loyola presents a challenge. Boise State got beat by a D2 school, I believe, last night. So who knows about that? That's going to be a true road game, though. It doesn't count against Boise State. So, you know, whatever. But we're hoping Boise State's good. It's another true road game at Northern Iowa. I like the true road games. I mean, is DePaul going to be good? I guess we'll see. Like the battle for Atlantis will provide good opponents. St. Mary's, we know, will be one of them. Colorado State's been good in recent years. They should get some good games out of the battle for Atlantis. So I won't say December. I'll say we'll learn a lot about this team on that holiday tournament. That's when we're really going to be able to tell something about the team. And that's hoping that they take care of business through the first, you know, four or five games up to that point. But it's not going to be like, oh, look, they beat XYZ. It's really going to be more about, look at the way that they're playing. I think that we can all, I mean, and it's just going to be difficult to know anything before conference play about expectations.
Yeah. By the way, friend of the show, Jackson Schneider, just said that Mount Marty is an NAIA in Yankton, South Dakota. So my apologies to Mount Marty.
That's right. I don't know anything about Mount Marty.
This thing, it's just, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There's 7.5-point favorites tonight. So it's single digit line against UNC Asheville. UNC Asheville, number 219 in KenPom. Wichita State is 129.
7.5-point line in Wichita?
I didn't think it was going to be that low. That seems like a really low line.
We might have our first college basketball bet on our hands. I did sprinkle a little bit of silly money on like a couple bucks for I think I took Arizona and BYU to cover. I don't even remember if BYU covered, but I took Green Bay plus 30.5. I was like, you know what? A couple freshmen kind of feels like a KU thing to Like, they could win by 29 and we're going to feel about it. And they just annihilated them, which is probably a good sign.
But anyways, whenever people ask me about the Shockers, the thing that I tell them is that I think, and I feel like a broken record, because I think that them, K-State and KU are all kind of in the same boat. Granted, Wichita State doesn't have the number one freshman in the country on their team, but they're in the same boat in the fact of, like, those three schools, not K-State, but they're all three going to be led by one guy that's going to score a lot of points, and there's going to be a lot of athletic guys around them that are going to follow suit. And so I think Wichita State, you've got Kenyon Giles, and he's going to score a lot of points. And I think that for the first time since I've covered the Shockers, they've got shooters surrounding him, I feel like. Mike Gray is a shooter. They've got, Dre Kendall that's going to get downhill, kick back out to Kenyon Giles, who's a shooter. They got a 7-footer inside, and Will Berg, who's a pretty athletic 7-footer. He's not the, not as athletic as what Quincy Ballard was, but he's going to be able to move around down there as well. And so I think that it's not going to be the Isaac Brown grind you down and win it 50-45. I think they're actually going to put points on the board quick. And Paul Mills is, I bring it up every year to Paul Mills, is that whenever he first got here, about what's the identity that your team's going to have? And he said, I don't know. It depends on who's on my team. And so I asked him, I said, who's on your team this year? And he's like, well, we got shooters. We're going to shoot it.
I think you're right about Giles, but I would just caution you. We know Haggerty. Like, we've seen Haggerty do it in this league, so we know that's how it's going to work. We've also seen the way that Tang coaches those guys. We know Peterson, so he better score. We all thought Justin Hill was going to lead this team offensively last year too, at this point. And then through the first few games, it was like, all right, this is their guy. This is their offensive guy. And then he fell off the face of the earth over the course of things. So I don't know if it's as sure a thing that it's going to be X, Y, or Z for the Shockers. I think that it's going to take a minute to catch their identity.
I think the biggest difference between Justin Hill, and I agree, Justin Hill was awesome that first game, and then I think he had his ankle thing, and it kind of just sputtered off after that. But, the biggest difference is that Justin Hill was a guy who did play at Longwood and did well there, and then went to Georgia and was a role player. And then, it was kind of like, all right, this is yours, like, go for it. And Kenyon Giles is moving upward. He came from UNC Greensboro, who plays K-State tonight, by the way. You can listen on KFH. Throw that in there. He did it there. He averaged a ton of points there. He was the first teamer there, and so you've seen him do it, and it's just a matter of if he can do it in the American Conference.
I cannot wait for it. It is going to be – we are here. We are here with all the unknowns in the world. UNC Asheville tonight. It is a 6:30 tip time. We'll be back tomorrow to talk all about it. All right, when we come back, big day, big news item for the Chiefs, and it's trade deadline. We'll get into all of it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Chiefs and the... Well, that was the Bills. That was last week. Apologies, everybody. don't tune in for that. Just tune in for Paramount Plus. Here's a little inside baseball. Paramount Plus, do it to it. You can't count on much, but you can count on them.
can't count on Chiefs Bills this week, though.
You cannot count on Chiefs Bills this week. But you can always count on the NFL and Paramount Plus. Make sure that you are make sure that you're tuning in to Paramount Plus this weekend. KWCH, of course, the local CBS affiliate. You can visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So a little inside baseball. Jad Chambers, who puts together the compilation of the variety of reads and things that we have, and he does such a great job. It's, the contribution he still makes to the show. He has been out of town. So he tried to put together like a 9-day list for me. And I went back to that on Paramount Plus. Because that we've got all these different great people that support the program and everything, and that's one of them we've got to get in, and that was still the one I read the wrong one from a week ago. So that's how that happens. Welcome back in here. Let's talk NFL. The Chiefs are in an interesting spot, TJ. They get the great news yesterday, and we can start there. Josh Simmons is back. The biggest concern, I would say, for the team, big picture, isn't even the four losses at this point. It is the offensive line, which had looked so good for a lot of the year. The last couple of weeks has shown some chinks in the armor a little bit. And if it's not good, this thing doesn't work. And I do think the return of Josh Simmons in a bye week can solve it. I think they could absolutely come back in week 11 and be a great offensive line again. I do think that's possible. And they'll be tested by Denver. Denver's great defense. But it is the thing that can be the most problematic of everything going on with that organization. It is the elephant in the room. Let's hope Simmons gets it back to where we thought it would be. I don't think there's a need to go at anybody. It's really hard to trade for offensive linemen. I think Simmons gives you back the depth that you think you had before. But we have seen Juwan Taylor limping around a little bit. We've seen Trey Smith limping around a little bit. We've now seen Kingsley Suamataia limping around a little bit. The only guy that stayed completely healthy in that last game was Creed Humphrey. So is Simmons' return enough to alleviate some of those fears? I think so, but man, it feels like thin ice.
I know. It's a lot to put on because Jalen Moore's been good up until this last game, and I think that he got exposed a little bit, and I think a little bit of that was, you know, trying to block Bosa, block one of the Bosa brothers coming around, and so that makes everybody look kind of bad for the most part. So I don't know how much better Josh Simmons can be than what Jalen Moore had been. Like, he'd been good, and there wasn't really much of a drop-off at all. Josh Simmons, though, you know, in the same breath, was great whenever he was playing, and so it might be something that it'll be night and day. It'll be great. But I agree with your trade deadline sentiment as well. The only thing that I could think of, I saw the Commanders, I don't know, I think it was Jordan Schultz, Bleacher Report was floating out, that the Commanders were looking at moving Andrew Wiley and Nick Allegretti, who are two former Chiefs. And we know what Veach likes to do of bringing back guys back home. And so I don't know if it's at the point where they need to do that. Like, I think that getting Simmons back alleviates that pressure because you get Jalen Moore to move him around. You've still got Caliendo. So I don't know what those guys would really bring to the table. I don't think that you really need to make a move on the offensive line. I think that everybody's a little banged up, but you have depth pieces to get you through for the time being.
Those two names for the Commanders are interesting. You could definitely do that. Neither one of those guys would cost you anything. It might cost you a seventh, but that's pretty interesting to hear those two names floated out there. We'll keep an eye on that. So then it takes you to the other two areas of need, or at least perceived areas of need for this team, which would be running back and defensive line. I absolutely could rubber stamp and get on board with a trade for a defensive lineman. They have got to generate more pass rush with their front four.
How do you what would you do though? Whenever you say this, where does your new defensive lineman slide in?
Probably in a rotation. I would say a defensive end, most likely. But it could be anywhere on there to just provide some juice to rotate in. I mean, the Chiefs right now have 20 sacks on the year. They have, you know, most of the teams that they are ahead of in the sack department have had bye weeks already. So they're going to go further down the list after, you know, after this week. But they're just not, to me, that's an area they can be better. That's an area they can definitely get better. So it's also an area where there's going to be a lot of names out there that they can probably bring in for depth. To your point and the reason you asked that question, I don't know that they're going to bring in a starting defensive end.
That's the thing, yeah.
You know, like is Pinnell starting now? Did he start?
I don't know if he's starting, but he played.
Yeah, he played quite a bit. Every time I looked up, I kind of thought I saw him. But you're probably getting somebody who can just run in there and rush the passer occasionally. It's just not a position of strength. So can you get better?
Yeah.
You're obviously not replacing, you know, Jones or Karloftis. I think everybody else is rotational, though.
I know. That's the thing is that, you know, Rick brought up as well, is that they did this last year. They brought in Josh Uche, and then Josh Uche didn't play. And it's basically the same front four that they had. So it's a matter of where are these guys going to fit in?
What doesn't mean you don't try, though. I mean, if you've got an area of need, like, and that brings up the running back question. If you brought in a running back, where are they going to play?
Oh, well, they're going to play more than a defensive lineman's going to play.
You think if Isaiah Pacheco doesn't miss significant time, you think so?
I mean,
What, are they going to trade for Breece Hall and we never hear from Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt again?
Well, you probably wouldn't hear from – I bet if they traded for Breece Hall, it would be Breece Hall's back one. Pacheco is going to get 10 carries a game.
No, he's not. Not if they trade for Breece Hall. You shouldn't have traded for Breece Hall.
7 carries a game, and Kareem Hunt is going to be the guy that they bring in and be the vulture at the goal line like Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a couple of years ago.
Okay, so you're saying 7 carries for Pacheco and what, 4 for Kareem Hunt then? That's 11 carries? So you're going to trade a third and pay Breece Hall all that money to come in and carry the ball 11 times a game?
And have 5 catches.
That's what I'm saying. That's why that's not going to happen.
I mean, if it came down to it and they like moved on from one of the two, like I'd be fine with it.
You would have to trade one of them back or somebody's going to get cut. Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. Like that just to me seems so unlikely. It would take a player the caliber of Breece Hall to do that. But in the reason I asked that question that way, they don't have enough carries to unless you envision getting rid of Isaiah Pacheco along.
I mean, I don't think they're going to sign Pacheco, and this is his year, isn't it?
But Pacheco will sign for next to nothing. Comparatively, he's not going to command a big contract because nobody's going to give him one.
Is it worth moving forward with Isaiah Pacheco?
I mean, the question becomes, would you rather have Breece Hall for $15 million a year or Isaiah Pacheco for $2 million a year?
No, I mean,
and I'm not saying again, like it's hard because I love Breece Hall as much as any young runner in football. I hate that he's been hamstrung by the Jets organization. He is a star. He is very good. I just don't know if the Chiefs, the way they're designed right now, the way they've already been spending their resources, are ready to be that kind of team. They have a ton. Think about, like, you've used first, second, and third round picks on receivers each of the last, 4 years? Like, they are trying to be an offense that throws the ball a ton. That's what they're doing. That's what they've been investing in. They've been investing at tackle to give better protection for Mahomes. Like, everything they're doing has been designed on a big-time passing game, not a running game. Now, you could say, and this is a good argument against that, that they've also invested in Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey, and they have. But I just don't know why it would make sense to just make that pivot all of a sudden. Because this year especially, there's just not enough action for somebody to come in and carry the ball 18 times a game. That's not the way they want to play offense, I don't think. Now, if the offensive line's going to continue to struggle, we're having a different conversation. And maybe, you know, at that point, you can become a little more of what they were last year. They ran the ball last year more than they have ever. You know, on a per game basis by the end of the year.
Give me an NFL team that throws the ball a lot and has an elite running back. 49ers can throw the ball a lot.
No, I mean, I would have to go.
I'm trying to rack my brain here.
Well, passing yards overall, you could say the Cowboys. Javonte Williams has been close to that. Indianapolis is second in the league in passing. And of course they have Jonathan Taylor. Yes. The 49ers are up there. You've got the Rams. You could make that case for with Kyron Williams. Probably, the Packers are up there in passing yards with Josh Jacobs. The Chiefs are obviously up there too. And look, the Chiefs are top half of the NFL in rushing right now. Now, a lot of that comes from Mahomes. We know that this year. You know, it's not all the running backs. But I just – if they're going to – the bigger need to me is pass rush than it is the running game. The only caveat to all of it is we don't know about the health of Isaiah Pacheco, or at least I don't. I don't know how much I trust his health. That's the one thing that scares me.
I don't know if I trust Isaiah Pacheco whenever he was healthy this year. Like, he's just such a different player.
I mean, I've said it, TJ, for years. Isaiah Pacheco's biggest downfall is he's not going to be able to stay healthy. He runs too violently. That doesn't work in the NFL. So you know, even Derrick Henry doesn't invite as much contact as Isaiah Pacheco. And Derrick Henry's a monster. So he invites contact. He's going to invite injuries. And that's going to continue to happen. So I'm not going to sit here disappointed if they make a big time trade for a running back, because if Isaiah Pacheco's going to miss significant time, I absolutely don't trust a backfield led by Kareem Hunt at his, you know, at this stage of his career.
I agree. It's
all on, like, what are the medicals saying on Pacheco? They brought back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They may be comfortable with that. Who knows? But again, like, they're going to throw the ball primarily, so it's probably okay if they do nothing. They can also, they can find running backs to try.
I mean, I don't know. That's the thing, though. They're not going to find a running back that's going to be better than Kareem Hunt. And it's like, do you trust Kareem Hunt to lead you in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's going to be Hunt, and you need depth is what you'd be doing at that point.
Which is what they did last year for the entire year, and it kind of worked. But
Kareem Hunt ran the ball fine against Buffalo. He just didn't have any juice. But he was effective in that game. They probably should have run it a little more, to be perfectly honest with you. But that's not what they want to do. They have Rice. They have Hollywood Brown. They have Worthy. They have Kelsey. They have Juju. They have Thornton. They have all of the. They have Noah Gray. Like, they have all these guys, and they can do a short passing attack. They haven't had to do that as much this year because their line's been good. It was not good against Buffalo. All of this timing is interesting, and now going into a bye and all the injuries, like, I envision them standing pat. I don't think they're going to make a move of significance. But if they do, I think pass rush is a bigger need. I think pass rush has a bigger impact on this team. Unless it's a guy like Breece Hall, and they're going to have to redesign their offense, you know, during the bye week. Like, we're going to have to redesign some things if that's the direction they wanted to go. And I don't know. I mean, how much is that even being rumored? Is it just like people, because they know he's got connections to the area and he's a great player and the Jets suck? Is that why that's happening, or is that
the insiders have been floating around that the Chiefs have been shopping for running backs for weeks.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody's out there. Maybe
he's the number one running back because everybody knows the Jets stink.
Well, yeah, the Jets suck, and Breece Hall's awesome. Breece Hall would be a great fit. Andy Reid could do a lot of cool things with Breece Hall. But it's going to cost you. He's going to cost you draft capital, and he's going to cost you money. And if you think you're good enough this year and you wanted to take a swing at Breece Hall, you can do it in the offseason without wasting the draft capital. So that's, you know, that's, and the timing is better because you don't have Kelsey at that point. You probably don't have Hollywood Brown at that point. You're going down further on the list and running. And if you don't look, if you want to, maybe they're forward thinking. I think they're probably looking at this year as Super Bowl or bust, but maybe they're forward thinking enough to say, let's get him in and let's get him locked up because we are going to have to run the ball a little bit more next year.
I think so. And I think that the Kelsey point's great as well, is that there's going to be more space on the books. They're not going to have Juwan Taylor on the books next year. They'll probably restructure Mahomes' contract again somehow. They don't have Travis Kelsey on the books next year, I don't think. And so that clears up the space. Like, it's not like it's going to be a gridlock of where this money is going to come from for Breece Hall. If they want him, they can have him. And I think that they haven't had a running back like him in a long time.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? The trade deadline is today.
3 o'clock?
Yeah, these deadlines are more. There was a time not that long ago where the NFL trade deadline was literally worthless. Like, nothing ever happened. And that's not the case anymore. Like, you get some significant things happening. I heard on the Westwood One broadcast, was driving home listening last night, and Mike Golic in the pregame brought up TJ Hawkinson was a deadline guy. There have been some big ones that have really shaken it up, and I think it's exciting for football. I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad players are moving. It makes a lot of sense. Why wouldn't you do it? You know,
especially in a sport where like, speaking of running backs, the amount that running backs just kind of fizzle off in their career because people don't like to sign running backs.
Major League Baseball trade deadline is, you know, it's one of our favorite things, right? Every year. The NFL trade deadline's not quite that, but it's getting there a little bit. Is this Max's commentary here? Max off the top ropes at $43 million over the cap next year, only Goodell allowing them. Is Max coming with a conspiracy theory with no time for us to react? Is that what I'm reading, Max? Are you there? $43 million over the cap next right year, only Goodell allowing them to once again skirt the cap. They can do anything. I think that's a conspiracy theory shot at the Chiefs from Max.
$43 million over the cap is not a conspiracy.
Well, what is your point?
$43 million over the cap, you can't sign anything.
Well, the cap's going to go up.
It's not going to go up $43 million, buddy.
Well, I understand. You're saying that's what they have on the books right now for 26?
They're $60 million over effective cap space. They're $43 million over.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's not going to, they're going to lose Juwan Taylor. He'll be gone. That's going to take that cap number down $27 million. Mahomes will restructure again. They'll make room if they need to make room. We have Shocker basketball. Who's ready? KYN tonight. Coverage begins at 6. K-State basketball tonight at 6. Coverage begins right here on KFH. We got a doubleheader of men's hoops. So excited for it. We'll be live there. Rachel Hallam will have reports from a Shocker game tonight. So tune in to 12 News this evening for all that fun and excitement. The fanfare. Hope it's a huge crowd there. Hope everybody's fired up. That'll be interesting. It always is interesting. We love to talk about crowds and look at crowds and do those things, TJ. And that's because we love seeing Coke Arena packed. And it has been. We saw it at the TBT. We saw walk-up crowds, not fill it up, but I mean, get pretty darn close.
It's true.
It looked really good.
Yep, it's true. I'll be in attendance as a fan tonight, not as a reporter. So I got the Shocker gear ready to do my part. You're doing your part.
Maybe rip a couple Wooshock wheats. Speaking of Wichita Brewing Company, always good at the Shocker game. So yeah, I'm excited to see it and get a full report tomorrow on what you saw. I will. I've got fifth grade basketball practice tonight.
That's just as good.
Yeah, so I'm still coaching the Bolts, and we've got some things to work on. So I'll lean into you. I think I'll be able to watch and /listen to probably the first half.
Hey, I'm just excited. Yesterday I had no ESPN and no ESPN Plus, so I couldn't watch KU, couldn't watch Monday Night Football. So we're gonna do it like the olden days and drive to the arena and watch the basketball game.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Speaking of Monday Night Football. I was able to watch. It was whatever. It was a good money-making game. If you did that, all the stars kind of performed. Hopefully everybody with their same game parlays got it done. All the stars kind of hit their numbers and their props and those kinds of things. It was predictable. I think that Marvin Harrison Jr. had a bit of a coming out party in that game. And the Cowboys' defense is just not very good. They played better in the second half, but their offense kind of let them down a little bit yesterday. That was a pretty big win for Arizona. Arizona's in that division, TJ, where it's like, what are they supposed to do? Everybody in the division has 6 wins. The Cardinals are sitting there. Jacoby Brissett looks better than Kyler Murray. They've got some talent. They've got a pretty good team. They're starting to find their groove through some of the injuries that they've had, you know, and so now they're kind of relevant again. The Cowboys are not. The big trade that, you know, that Jerry Jones was teasing all day yesterday was for a linebacker from the Bengals. Listen, I had a buddy that was very anti the Micah Parsons trade because he doesn't trust him in the draft. And you know, the 2 picks aren't going to mean anything. Here's the reality for the Cowboys. That's their only option. What would the Cowboys' record be if Micah Parsons played for this team this year?
Not that much better.
It wouldn't be any better. It would be the exact same. They would be 3-5-1 if Micah Parsons. I can promise you that his maybe in a best case scenario 1 sack a game, like his sack last night, doesn't alter the game. Like, he is awesome, and he's having a great year in Green Bay, and he has 6.5 sacks already. But he's got to be a part of a unit, right, to make that true impact. And their defense is so bad, like everywhere, that it wouldn't have mattered. And the amount of money they would have had to pay him wouldn't have mattered. Their only chance, and it's a small chance, that they could maybe do something would be next year, Okay. Next year, if they hit their draft picks and they make a good decision or two in free agency, because this offense and they didn't perform totally up to the standard last night, and they had some fumbles and some mistakes that really cost them. But this offense is good enough. This offense is great. Dak Prescott has played at an elite level. They're good enough. But it's as bad and like just meh a defense as I can remember ever seeing. And they're going to have to fix it. And they have one offseason to do it. And, that's it. That's their only chance. And it's such a small chance. It's already a small chance. But it wasn't going to be with Micah Parsons. Logan Wilson is the guy coming over for a 7th-round pick. That's the one. That's the blockbuster Jerry Jones has been talking about. He's a tackle machine. I mean, he's had 100 tackles a year for like 3 or 4 straight years. But I mean, I don't know. Like, what is? I don't know what his contract is. Is he a long term guy? I don't know. He's a cap.
Let's go back to last night. Tell me what happened here. If the Cowboys' offense is so good, how come they turned it over 3 times?
Well, that was the problem. Is they turned it over 3 times. They moved the ball fine. Like, they were moving the ball, and just they had a couple. Arizona made a couple good plays. But it wasn't like the Cowboys' offense was not anemic or anything. They got sacked a crap load. Was really the problem. I was like 6 sacks, I think they gave up in the game. Like, that was what really killed them. It was a couple of turnovers and drive killing sacks. And the offensive line should be better than that. They've invested a lot in that through the draft the last couple of years. So hopefully that comes through, but that was the issue. Arizona made plays. Arizona, they came up with the big defensive plays when they needed them, but I'm not like, the Cowboys offense is not a problem. Dak Prescott threw it for 250 yards. Their star receivers showed out. Their running game was effective. It was fine. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot by either turning the ball over or giving up sacks.
I like that the final 11 minutes of the game was punt, fumble, turnover on downs, interception, end of game.
Look at the last drive or two. I think Dak was sacked 3 times in maybe the final. I remember if it was the last drive, because at that point I was like, all right, I'm out. But it would have been one of the final drives.
3 sacks, a fumble, and an interception.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. So look, it's great. And I was watching the game last night, and I'm telling the people I'm with in my, you know, my Cowboys Hawaiian, like, you know, you want to root, but it's like, I honestly, like, the best thing that could happen to this team, the best thing for their chances next year, is to lose as many games as they can and move up the draft board and try to find an elite defensive playmaker, and then hope the Packers lose as many games as they can. I mean, that's it. That's the best case. The best case scenario for next year is not for the Cowboys to win 8 games. It's not. So I know Jerry Jones doesn't want to hear that, but you've made this bed and the window is next year. Like, that's the window. You've got Lamb. I think they still have Pickens. You've got a good tight end. You've got a good running game. If Javonte would, like, you're set. You just got to solve a defense, and you have the draft capital to do it, and you've got a lot of money to do it with that you didn't spend on Micah Parsons. You better go get it right, because it's your only chance. Yep. You put a good – and look, defenses do get better in a year. We've seen the Chiefs do it. I mean, the Chiefs have fixed a deep – they turned over a defense because of an incredible draft before. Like, it's happened. It's happened in recent years. The Rams did it last year. Through a great draft. The Eagles have shown us that it can be done moderately quickly. Now, they've done it in ways that I don't think Jerry Jones is capable of doing it, but it can be done. It can be done. And everybody can pile on the Cowboys, because they deserve all of this. It was such a disaster of an offseason. Like, what a joke the offseason was. And this is the, you know, this is the bed they're sleeping in now. It can Arizona get back into the mix? I like a lot of their players.
Say, are they dead?
I don't know. At 3-5, I mean, they're going to have to go.
They're going to have to basically 8-2 the rest of the year to have a chance.
It would be 7-2, but probably they've got all these divisions. They've only played 2 divisional games: San Francisco and Seattle. So here's the challenge for them, and I would tell you I don't think they're going to make it, because they have to play the Rams twice, and they still have to play San Francisco and Seattle again. That's the majority of your games. Outside of that, your non-divisional games, Jacksonville at home, fine. I would take them in that game. At Tampa, no. At Houston, I don't know. Home against Atlanta, like it, there, it's.
I did not realize they've lost five straight either.
Yeah, it was. It was. They started 2-0. Arizona was one of the teams I thought was going to be a surprise. I think I even put them in the playoffs, and they had that stretch, and it just has not. It's been and five, not only five games, TJ, it was five games by a combined 13 points. They lost five straight games by a combined 13 points. So they're going to be that team to watch. If you're better, watch them. It's pretty interesting. I think they're an interesting team. They've got like McBride is a flipping monster.
He man. Is awesome.
He is awesome. And Marvin Harrison Jr. is talented. He's looked, I think, better with Jacoby Brissett. Losing James Conner really hurt them, but they showed you last night they've got a defense that can get after it. That's, I mean, it's hard to come up with that many sacks in a game, but that was, it was impressive. Now we turn, you know, we turn the page to the next week of football, a Chiefs-less week. And it gets going next with a thrilling Thursday night showdown between the Raiders and Broncos. Where Chiefs fans, if you want to, you know, if you want to just become Raiders
can
fans for a minute,
Geno do it.
Yeah, he can. He can. Look, they played Jacksonville tight. That was a, you know, was a game-winning 2-point conversion, I think it was. So they can give him a little bit of, they can give him a little bit of hell. We'll see what the Broncos can do without Sertan back there. That's a big loss. That's a defensive player of the year. Brock Bowers is back. Three touchdowns is all he did in his return to the Raiders. So, yeah, look, I think, what's that line? Let me look at that line. That line is, oh my God, it's 9.5. Ooh. Denver's favored by 9.5. Give me the Raiders. Give me the Raiders plus 9.5. I don't think they're going to win, but 9.5. Yeah, I'll get in on a little of that. Boy, first touchdown. It's, oh boy, Brock Bowers written all over it, right? I don't know. He's not going to get very good odds. That probably is not going to be the pick. Probably not going to be the pick. All right, we got college basketball tonight. That we get everything in today. Did we get it all covered?
I think so.
Yeah, I think we did too. Our thanks to Wyatt Thompson. If you missed anything with Wyatt, you can go back and listen, of course, on the Odyssey app. His interview gets podcasted out there. And if you want to win some HTO, our last contest of the day, it's a text-to-win contest. You can enter by entering the keyword T to the short code 20357. It'll get you a free iced tea, more than 25 flavors to choose from at either the Wichita locations, east or west, or in Derby. You can enter this once a day. Message and data rates apply. Again, that is a free iced tea from HTO. Just text the keyword T to the short code 20357. We still have a little bit of time here on Sports Daily. We'll reset, tell you where you can listen to the basketball games tonight. I will need a full crowd report from TJ tomorrow. This is the thing we like to do, right? We want to know how many people were at Coke Arena.
I'll bring a clicker and I'll sit there and count.
Right. That's right. Ooh, I don't want the Wichita State count. I don't want the inflated count. I want the real count. I want the real count. I know how these teams do it. You know, the tickets sold and all. No, I want to know how many butts are in seats at Coke Arena tonight. All right, that does it for a Tuesday. It is going to be a brain overload now with the return of college basketball, especially when we consider that the return includes three teams on the men's side that we know very little about. Shout out to the Shocker women for their nice season opener. Tonight, it is to the Shocker and K-State men, both at home. You'll hear K-State basketball right here on KFH. Pre-game coverage starts at 6 with Wyatt Thompson and then with Mike Kennedy over on 103.7 KEYN. 6 o'clock coverage of the Shockers game begins as well. We will be back here to recap it all tomorrow. TJ, enjoy the game tonight.
I will. Can't wait. Kenyon Giles is going to score 30. Mark it.
30. Got it.
30.
Okay. I'll take that under in the open. Because they're going to be so far ahead that lots of guys are going to play.
Ooh.
That's the hope. We'll be back tomorrow about it all. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.